Local AI and Automation Edition, July 14, 2026. Welcome to the second episode where we cover small models, self-hostable AI, and developer tools that actually matter for people running their own infrastructure. First up, Google Research released TabFM, a foundation model for tabular data that skips per dataset training entirely. Instead of building bespoke pipelines with feature engineering and hyperparameter tuning, you just feed it your historical rows and new data in a single prompt, and it makes predictions in one forward pass. It combines ideas from TabPFN and TabICL, alternating row and column attention, plus compression, to handle tables that would overwhelm standard LLMs. For anyone doing data science without a dedicated ML team, this is a genuine time saver. It's not open source yet, but the architecture is well documented in Google's research blog. Next, VentureBeat Research dropped their massive enterprise AI survey. The headline finding: 86% of enterprises running their own GPUs report utilization at 50% or less. Wall Street's been debating whether the AI build-out is overbuilt, and this data says yes, at least on the enterprise side. The hardware is sitting half idle. Meanwhile, 71% of deployed agents are actually single-prompt chatbots, not true multi-step agents. The gap between the marketing and the reality is still enormous, and companies are starting to shift budget toward governance, evaluation, and cost control layers. On the open-source tooling front, SX 2.0 dropped on Hacker News, and it's worth a look. It lets you share AI skills with your team through a Dropbox folder. No Git required. They rebuilt the Vault format so it works directly as a Claude or Codex plugin, added a native desktop app, and built an extension system for evals, deduplication, and metrics. If your legal team needs to share AI prompts and tools without learning Git, this is your answer. Apple's Speech Analyzer API, which we mentioned in episode 1, deserves a second look for the self-hosted crowd. It runs on device, processes audio privately, and according to benchmarks beats OpenAI's Whisper on accuracy. For anyone building local transcription pipelines, this is a strong new option that doesn't send data to the cloud. The HN thread also points to NVIDIA's Nemotron and Parakeet models as competitive alternatives for multi-language support. And on the hardware side, Meta reportedly plans to start manufacturing its new AI chip codenamed Iris in September. It's part of their MTIA family, with a cadence of new chips every 6 months, aiming to reduce dependence on NVIDIA and AMD. Iris won't be self-hostable in the home lab sense, but it signals that the hardware ecosystem is diversifying, which is good news for everyone. That's it for the local edition. New episodes every day. Bob out.